The Sunday Supplement with Howard Brereton.
It's my pleasure now to introduce Peter Greenaway.
Hello.
Hello, Peter. Thank you for joining us on Talk Radio Europe today.
Okay, no problem.
Now, you started your career as a painter at Walthamstow College of Art. You then moved into film as an editor and director at the Central Office of Information, and then concentrated on cinema at the start of a long and varied and somewhat controversial career. And now it seems you've returned to painting with body parts. I wonder, have you gone full circle?
Well, I think an anecdote. Let me tell you an anecdote. About 10 years ago, an Italian journalist actually asked me, I suppose, something similar to your question. Mr. Greenaway, you began your career as a painter and now you're a filmmaker. What happened? And I gave, I suppose, a rather facetious answer that I became somewhat disenchanted with painting because paintings don't have soundtracks. So I needed to resolve that situation. So I suppose, again, somewhat simplistically, I now really make paintings with soundtracks, which I suppose could be a definition of cinema. Unfortunately, it isn't, because cinema is basically a text-based medium and not an image-based medium. Every single film you've ever seen, I'm absolutely convinced, began life as a text, and the way we organize films is basically like the 19th century novel, and it's highly, highly textual in its organization and its vocabulary and its, I suppose, the whole way in which we compose and organize and manufacture films is really a form of illustrated literature.
Yeah, I've got a quote that you said, we could have had a cinema of painters instead of cinema of writers.
That's true.
And that's really
writers,
what you're saying.
All film writers ought to be shot or go back to do what they do best, which is simply to write and not fool around with cinema. Yes.
Yeah. So let's come to body parts. I understand it's 10 years of your work and you're looking at the human body.
Yes. Well, in a sense, what could be more rewarding? There are huge numbers of people on the planet Earth and we all have the same physical bodily attributes. So I think, witness, I suppose, the enormous enthusiasm for selfies. I think you and I have been speaking now for 3 minutes, but there must have been 20 million selfies taken around the world in those 3 minutes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
What we do with that. It's also rather curious, isn't it? Although there are millions and millions of people taking millions and millions of selfies, there's probably only 50 good photographers in the world. It's rather ironic, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Now, there's some 90 paintings and drawings, I understand. Projections also with text.
Yes. Well, indeed, I have, I suppose, developed a way, it's almost a formula. I have made myself probably 200, maybe 300 sort of templates, silhouettes cut out of wax paper, so it's pretty permanent. It doesn't destroy very easily. And I would use those templates for building up all sorts of figurations of human body. Straightforward sort of portraits, multiple portraits, group shots, etc. But also made an investigation into classical antique mythology. I live in Holland outside my attic windows, the Rijksmuseum. It's full of Dutch portraits. Frans Hals, Vermeer, Rembrandt. So there are lots and lots of quotations. I've just made a series of films about Rembrandt. So I'm fascinated by the women in Rembrandt's life. So they feature, etc., etc. I'm interested in crowds. The crowd at the cinema, the crowd at the opera house, the crowd at the football game. So there are sort of like mass portraits, if you like. Sometimes strictly, I suppose, without too much sort of symbolic nature, just simply heads. But sometimes they perform as allegories. They are standing as substitutes for other sorts of relationships, which I suppose are part and parcel of indeed European painting for, what, the last 400 or 500 years.
Yeah, and these are acrylics with some collage as well, I think.
Yes, indeed. I think, you know, ever since, what, David Hockney started using acrylic, most painters have moved in that direction. Acrylic is very fast drying, often has a sort of superficial association with fresco painting, slightly chalky and white. I enjoyed that because I also enjoyed the notion of paintings having a history. So I often artificially age or erase or destroy the painting only to remake it again. So I suppose I get great excitement, for example, of the destroyed and erased paintings of Pompeii. Okay, suffering dramatic damage in those sorts of things, but I quite like to leave the paintings out in the garden for about 3 months to see how they decay. So that sense of historical continuity is also, I suppose, part of my vocabulary.
Yeah, and also you look into family trees as well, I think.
Yes, I think, again, maybe it's back to the selfie again, isn't it? Why are we so good, I'm curious, about continually photographing ourselves? And I suppose the selfie is a very, very quick, surefire way of the reproduction of all those hundreds of thousands of portraits that existed in the 16th, 17th, and 18th century. You know, English country houses are full of long lines of portraits.
Yes.
And I suppose if you take it from a Japanese, sort of Chinese concern for homaging our grandparents and the notion of, you know, Joshua begat Simon and Simon begat that sort of biblical genealogical tree, which is part indeed of Genesis.
And you've got a video installation, I believe, with Saskia Bodeke. What's that
Saskia
exactly?
Bodeke is my wife.
Oh, sorry.
Where is that? A professional partner. We've been together about 20 years. She's comes from the opera. That's how I met her. She was my assistant at the Amsterdam Opera House 20 years ago. And although it's her speciality really to deal with what you might describe as live living art, so theater and opera, and I'm much more interested in, should we say, the fixture of a fixed idea of you know, the notion of the cinematic picture or the painting. We often collaborate, and we were offered here in Murcia, where I'm phoning you now, the possibility of an exhibition in a deconsecrated church, which we seized upon to see if we can work together, me as the painter, me as the cinema maker, and she as the curator of those films and those voices and those paintings.
It's a marvellous venue, I understand.
Well, it's an old Baroque church dating probably from about 1600, I think. It's been deconsecrated now for about 30 years. It's now used as a sort of art gallery. They have 4 or 5 temporary shows every year, and they invited me.
Excellent. And the centrepiece is on the altar wall, and there's a short film or video going round and round and round.
That's correct.
And what you're talking, what are you doing there?
Well, we based it on the alphabet. A is for Amsterdam, B is for birds, C is for collecting, I've forgotten, but it goes all the way through the alphabet. And I've written a sort of enigmatic, short autobiographical story about my interests, which indeed is simply, I suppose, disciplined indeed by A, B, C, D. So 26 different attitudes about my ideas about painting, my ideas about cinema and the connections between the two.
Excellent. Well, I wish you very well with your exhibition. I think it's very interesting. I remember the first film I saw of yours was The Draftsman Contract in 1982. Yes, and I found it very interesting and entertaining, and I found I had to share it with all my friends and say, hey, you have to look at this, it's so different, you know. And so there we go. Your film's more imaginative than narrative, I think.
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, unfortunately, we have a narrative-based cinema. We have a, you know, a text-based cinema, and have been trained as a painting. I wanted to be holy and wholly prioritizing the notion of the image rather than the text. You know, that's where Genesis gets it wrong. Genesis always says, in the beginning was the word. Rubbish. In the beginning was the image.
In the image. Thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Okay, thank you.
Ciao.
Bye.
Now, more than ever, we are your voice in Spain. TRE, Talk Radio Europe.